Hey everybody, it's John and Lisa.
Hey.
From our home from scratch. It's the night before we're supposed to have a post and we're too tired to write anything, so we thought we'd do an audio post on our favorite, I guess the movies what am I trying to say?
Movies that we don't think each other have seen.
And that they're terrible, we're terrible people for not seeing them.
Yeah. And we're going to try and keep it short. We're gonna try to keep it short.
You're probably gonna cry during. So you can go first.
So one of my movies I wrote down for John was Bridget Jones's Diary 2. Have you ever seen it?
No, I haven't. Nor do I wish to.
Alright.
Why do you like it so much? Why do we?
Because it's just a good chick flick.
Try to get you.
And it's
mind.
Funny.
It's not what we
and there's
call
a man
him.
Fight.
There's a man fight.
There's a man fight. I mean, I don't want to give up too.
There's a man
much
fight in the first
away.
One. You made me watch the first one. There's a man fight.
Yeah, well, there's a man fight. There's an encore presentation.
There's a Hugh Grant and that guy from
Colin Firth.
Four different versions of Sense. What is that movie he's from?
Pride and
Prejudice. He's in like four different versions of that. He's in every Pride and Prejudice.
I think he wrote a couple.
He must have legal rights to star in it.
Franchise.
This is ridiculous. What's your next one?
Sex and the City number 2.
I saw that with you.
Oh yeah, okay.
We did a post about how awful it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Or was it one?
You talked about how bad the cover was your rush.
Oh yeah, that's right. Alright, here's a good one. Malibu's Most Wanted.
No, I've never seen that.
It's a good one. You should check it out.
He's from Philly too, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Drexel Hill. Or After Dark.
You know, they're not in the room with us, so you can pretend like you can act like yourself.
Alright, I'm done.
That's you have like a list of like 10 movies.
Yeah,
continue.
Yeah.
This thing could be 10 long.
Chicago.
I've seen it.
Moulin Rouge.
I haven't seen that. No, that sounds terrible.
Have you seen any movie starring Hugh Grant?
I saw the first Bridget Jones.
Okay.
And no, I don't think I have. What else have I seen? No, we saw that one with him and that woman from Sex and the City, Carrie Bradshaw. They were hanging out in
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Have you heard about the...
The Joneses?
Tompkins.
Keeping up with the ladies and I don't know.
I don't know.
Tyler Perry's keeping up with... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's your next one?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, I saw that. It's a good movie.
All of mine, I think, have some ties to Sex and the City.
There's
show.
They should have the My Big Drunk Irish Wedding.
Sorority Boys.
I saw parts of that.
That was my first R-rated movie I ever saw in the movie theater.
I can't remember my first R-rated movie. Yeah. My father was letting me watch R-rated movies since the time I could walk, so.
I meant legal. Like, I legitimately purchased the ticket for myself.
That's disappointing.
I know.
What else you got?
You
wrote like 10 movies then.
Pocahontas and Hercules. Disney movies.
These are animated films. No, I have not seen any.
That's all I got. Seriously.
Okay. I only got like 4 films here.
Okay.
You haven't seen any of The Godfathers?
No.
And for everyone who doesn't know this, Lisa is 100% Italian. This is a disgrace.
You couldn't tell.
You haven't seen Goonies?
No.
I don't know how you hadn't seen it. I don't know how you were born in
the 80s.
I don't
think I was alive when that movie came out.
No, you were alive when it came out.
Barely alive. I think it came out before my birthday.
It did, so you were definitely alive. You said you weren't...
No, I mean, I think it came out before I was born.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why I haven't seen it.
I've seen like 100 movies that came out before I was born.
Well, I don't
it
think.
Doesn't mean you don't have to watch them.
Is that one even in color?
Goonies?
Yeah.
Yes. It was filmed in like 85. Not 12, maybe. Okay. Top Gun.
I've seen Top Gun.
You have not seen Top Gun.
I've seen
every
part of Top Gun to say that I've seen the whole movie. I know exactly what happens.
Who dies?
Goose.
Goose dies. Played by
who her. Is the guy from ER?
What's his name?
Anthony Edwards.
Okay, fine. I'll have to ask him more about it. Goodfellas.
I saw Goodfellas, actually.
You saw Goodfellas?
Yes, I really did see that one.
Yeah?
Ray Liotta.
Okay, yeah, you feel like Ray Liotta.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
You haven't seen Casino?
No.
Casino is a very violent film. that you probably wouldn't like. It's basically Goodfellas set in Las Vegas.
Goodfellas to me was more of like a funny movie.
Funny how? Funny like a clown?
Exactly.
So what else? Is that all we're going to talk
about? I don't know. Don't you have more in your
No, mind? I only have four movies. I couldn't think of anything.
Oh. Usually we do this when we're not recording and you have about 35
I know. I usually think of like 1,000 movies. Like, I can't believe you haven't seen that.
Did you ever see Gone with the Wind?
No, I think you were going to make me watch it at some point. No, I
haven't
seen
DVD.
I haven't seen Citizen Kane. I don't think I've seen that either. There's like a list of 100 films from AFI. I don't think I've seen this.
We have seen almost every Brendan Fraser movie, though.
We have.
Is pretty sad.
We've made a point to do that.
Yes. That's really sad.
No, it's...
That's what happens when you have Netflix.
It was fun. It was easy to get because none of his movies are ever checked out.
Yeah. No wait.
No wait. You can get them right away.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the Morgans? That's what it's called.
Did you hear about the Morgans?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly pretty okay. I think we've seen almost every movie that lady's in. Mary Steenburgen.
She was in Step Brothers.
Every
the
Will
greatest
Ferrell
piece
movie.
Of American cinema. What else?
Oh, did you ever see Superstar?
Oh, God. I think I have, actually.
I saw
it in college, and it was terrible.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I like Will Ferrell, but that was terrible.
What about Hitch? No.
I didn't see Hitch. Yeah.
That's
Hitch.
The one?
No, I never saw that.
Okay, I saw that.
Kevin James, right?
Yes, I saw that on Valentine's Day many years ago.
Prior to my Valentine's Day with you.
Yeah.
Did we ever see any... What did we see when we were dating, besides A History of Violence, which was like our second film? Or like our second date, I think we watched A History of Violence.
Mm-hmm.
With Viggo Mortensen.
Mm-hmm.
Who I didn't know you had a secret crush on from the days of Lord of the Rings.
No, my favorite character in Lord of the Rings is Legolas.
Legolas, okay.
However, I do not like Orlando Bloom in real life.
Okay. Well, he looks very feminine.
I don't know why. I think he looks better as a leprechaun, or an elf.
He's not a leprechaun. He's an Irish.
I apologize.
He's not short. He doesn't.
Did we see any of the Lord of the Rings together?
No, I don't think we did.
Are you sure? Didn't you see that
No. No. Mm-mm.
I saw the film at midnight.
All your prior door boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. All of
different
them.
Different man.
I feel like we never watched the movies.
We saw a bunch of films. We saw, what was my favorite film experience with you? Probably.
Oh, probably. I know my favorite
Beowulf.
One. Beowulf. Yeah, in 3D. Where I probably pretty much cried.
Pretty much 10 minutes in this movie, Lisa's crying hysterically because she's so scared of Grendel. Remember, he's screaming, holding his ear, and you're like, I didn't know this movie was gonna be like this. I wanna leave.
That was good. We saw Avatar together.
Yeah.
In 3D.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the last Harry Potter in the movie.
We saw Star Trek in Key West while you were suffering from a third-degree sunburn.
Yes.
Because you're Italian and you don't burn. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Is that it for the movies?
I think that's it for now. Kind of lagging, dragging here.
How long is this now? 8 minutes? Yikes.
Yeah. Okay. I said it can't be that long.
Well, 10 minutes is whatever.
We're gonna have the guy, the editing guy, fix it all up.
We're gonna have a sound technician.
Yeah.
That's me.
I would like to thank so and so and so and so.
We're gonna have credit.
Who are the producers of this fine programming?
Okay. All right. So that's it. We have to figure out some pictures to put in this post to accompany this fantastic audio file.
Mm-hmm. So. Would you like to stop recording anytime?
Yeah, alright, we'll talk to you guys later. This is what we sound like. I'm Lisa.
Thanks. <All right. laughs> And I'm John.
Alright, happy weekend.